Praise the Lord. Amen. This morning we are looking for your reading. Amen. Raise your Bible, review it, and repeat after me these words. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen, amen. So this morning we are looking at Mark chapter 5 and verse number 13. Mark chapter 5 and verse number 13. Amen. And what you'll find are these words. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. Amen. So this morning we want to use for a subject, choked. Amen. Everybody say choked. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. As a country, if you're not careful, the same thing can happen. You can receive things in that can ruin your life. You can start accepting it and going along with it, and before you know it, amen, you find out that it wasn't good for you. Amen, amen. But that's how Satan operates. He operates carefully, and he eases his way in, and he pulls the bait and switch on us. Amen, amen. He baits you in, he lures you in, and then he changes things. You find out something that you didn't expect. That's how he does. He's not going to show you his hand at the beginning. Amen. He's not going to show you his hand at the beginning. He's going to pull you in. Amen. Amen. We need to be reminded that everything that is good to us is not always good for us. Amen. 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 Everything that's good to us is not always good for us. Amen. But just because it's good to you doesn't mean it's good for you. So you can't live your life that way, because the flesh will allow us to think that something, because it tastes good. Amen. We are food by taste. Amen. Because of the taste and because of the temptation, amen, Satan tricks us and makes us let our guard down, and we find out that we made a big mistake. Amen. We end up with our lives ruined. Amen. Because the fact that Satan, it tastes good. Amen. But then the temptation was strong, and then you end up tricked. You end up tricked. Now, I'm sure this man wanted to enjoy his life like everybody else. He was a man who was, he wasn't always demon-possessed. This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody's son. This is maybe somebody's brother. Maybe somebody's father. Amen. And he did not always want it to be this way. He was not always like this. But he encountered the devil, and the devil took over his life. And now he's in control. And the devil has supernatural strength. He snapped the chains. Imagine somebody being that strong. Amen. You put the chains on him. Say, imagine the police put the cuffs on him. Amen. Then he break the cuff. Amen. Snap the cuff. Amen. Supernatural strength. The devil is strong. He had that kind of power. And he liked to live in the graveyard. He didn't like to live around civilization. He wanted to live out in the tombs where the dead was. Amen. He had led this man to be homeless and in the tomb, in the graveyard. There he was. And strong as ever, apart from society. Luke tells us there were two men. Legion can indicate more than that. But in the Synoptic Gospels, Luke shares that they're called as two men. But this one man here is possessed with all these demons. And he's in the graveyard, and he's hurting. He's away from society. And while he's out there, what he's doing is he's cutting himself with stones. He's just cutting himself. He got marks all over his body. He's just bleeding. He's strong as ever. The devil has taken his life and put him in the tombstone, put him in the graveyard, and he's out there cutting himself and killing himself. I wouldn't say killing himself, but he's cutting himself. And because the devil just want to keep you alive and batter you to death. Amen. He don't want you to, death will be too easy for you. He just want to torment your life, ruin your life, make you cut on your own body. Amen. And there he was out there. And when Jesus got over there, he saw Jesus and he recognized Jesus. He said, are you come to torment me? Amen. You are of the Most High God. Are you come to torment me? And Jesus said, come out of the man. Amen. You ain't got no business. You have no business in the man. Come out of the man. Amen. Come out. How many of y'all know Jesus has the power to call the devil out? Amen. Amen. The devil had, now he had supernatural power, but God had more power than him. Amen. We serve the all-powerful, almighty God. That's the one we serve. Jesus told him to come out, and eventually Jesus let him, they said, look, let us go occupy the hogs. Roderick, if we can just at least get in the hogs, then we'll know that we want to be in somebody. Just don't let us be inactive. Amen. These evil spirits, these unclean spirits that want to do dirty and low down devilish things, wants to be occupied by somebody. Amen. And if I can't get on a human, I get on an animal. Amen. And he said, look, Jesus, just don't send me, don't judge me yet. Just send me to the animals. Amen. Amen. And we know that some call it devil ham, right? I used to call it devil ham. I preached a sermon about devil ham, amen, a long time ago. Man. Amen. And what did they do? They ran violently. Did you see the word violently? Amen. They ran violently down the hill, down a steep hill. They ran. They didn't just go. They ran down this hill in verse 13. They ran violently down the hill, and then they got choked in the sea. They ran back. That's what the devil will do for you. Just let him have your life and see what happens. Amen, amen, amen. There were violence. You know, he got the violent mentality. He ran down the hill. He ran down the hill, and that's what the devil does. There is that element of violence that he employs, and so the devil didn't want. And we see the results of what happened is that they ended up drowned. They ended up drowned. Well, the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, is that that's the way that the devil operates. That's the way that he operates. He comes into your life, and then he takes over, and ultimately he causes harm. Irreparable damage to your life. And so if you allow him, that's what will happen. But it starts very subtle. He starts very strange. He starts out and you know, he doesn't let you know what he's doing. And we know that you end up, amen, you end up with a bad future. Amen, amen. He loves to ruin your life. Amen. And ultimately, that's what's going to happen. But briefly, things that you get choked on, they're not really always, it's not always noticeable. Amen. Maybe eating a piece of fish. Amen. And you know, it's so good till if you start eating it real fast, and you have to be depending on the fish you eating. Unless you know that the fish is just absolutely without bones, you have to be very careful. But it's so good, and so it is. Amen. And that's the way it is in life. People get choked on good things. It's so good until they almost get carried away and they forget that this is really not good. And when they do that, what they end up doing is you know, one of the bones get lodged in the throat passage. And there's a gentle and a light cough at first, but then it intensifies and the bone gets lodged. You may end up in the emergency room to get that bone out. They used to get some vinegar there or something. My mother used to put some vinegar in there in your throat and dissolve it a little bit. But sometimes it can get lodged in there so deep until you end up in the hospital and you even got choked on a bone. Amen. But that's the way life is. Life is so filled with things that are so good. Until if you're not careful, you know, you won't be discreet. You won't be careful. And before you know it, next thing you know, you done choked. Amen. Your marriage. You done choked your life. Amen. You done choked your health. You just end up choked. Amen. And you cough and cough, and it just gets worse and worse. Amen. And so it is. We have to be very, very careful. Amen. Because that's what this man did. And that's what he has done. Amen. To America. Amen. That's what happened to America is America has gotten choked. Amen. Choked by greed. It was good going in. Making money. You need money. Everybody needs businesses. And you need to make a living. You need to, if you're in business, you're in business to make money. But then we get greedy. Amen. There comes the price gouging. There comes, amen, the fees. There come the taxes. And before you know it, amen, there is legalized theft. Legalized, amen. You look at your bill and I mean, you can put money in a savings account. You can put $5,000 in a savings account. And at the end of the month, you may see 2 pennies. Amen. Amen. But you get a $5,000 loan. You only owe us $200 a month. But half of that is on interest. Legalized greed. And they got the paperwork and the fine print to get away with it. They will penny pinch you. They will, amen. They will take all of your money. They will not do you right, just pure OD greed. It's just low down, dirty greed is what it is. Amen, 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 amen. They will feed you to death. One little thing, amen. If you write a check, an insufficient check for $5, it may cost you $30 or $35. Now, come on now, is that right? Amen, amen. But the law is on the, they got it legalized, it's in the fine print, and the world will rip you off. You can buy, you can, all your purchases, You pay for stuff 4 or 5 or 6 times the amount. And if you make one little mistake, there's a fee. There's a penalty for that. Amen. Where's it at? Way down at the bottom of the list. See that clause right there? That's where we got you. Amen. We are not being treated fair. It don't sound like a nation that's concerned about what's right. I mean, let's just be honest. Folk can't even get their head above water. It is so hard to make progress financially, and I may deal with that a little bit more, but I'm trying to deal with it. But the truth of the matter is that America has gotten choked on greed. Amen, amen. And it's really they got more money than they need. Amen. You'll see that these people lost 2,000 hogs, 2,000 pig feet, 2,000 hog maws, 2,000 pounds of chillin'. I don't know if it's pounds, but 2,000 hogs. Who they could have had chillin's out of? If you got 2,000 hogs, you're not desperate. And they ran Jesus out of town because he took their livelihood away. He took their livelihood away. But the truth of the matter, if you got 2,000 hogs, you ain't no need no money. It ain't that big of a deal about these hogs. They didn't have no business dealing with the hogs. But the truth of the matter is that there's never enough. Amen. If they got 2,000 hogs, they probably got some more money. And so, therefore, but they won't greed. They won't, it's greed. The world is greedy. And I'm going to end this because I'm not really, the truth is that we live in a country that has really become choked on greed. Amen. Amen. Something that we want, that we like, but then at the bottom line is that we recognize that, or we come to find out that people want more than enough. Amen. They want more than enough. We're not going to stop. Amen. We always figuring out how to make some more. How can I get one little penalty, add another fee? Well, what can I do? I'll take their stuff if they miss one payment. Amen. Amen. No mercy. Amen. Amen. The world is choked. It seems to be choked on greed. America is greedy. Amen. Amen. That's what all the commercials are about. We're motivated by money. And you look at we're choked by guns. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You have the right, according to the Second Amendment, to have an arm, a firearm. Amen. Amen. But we see what Satan, when you put that firearm in the hands of an unclean man, somebody's going to get hurt. As that old blues singer said, amen. Somebody's going to get hurt. Amen. Amen. The truth of the matter is that we are choked now by guns. We love guns so much it's hurting us, and we're coughing, and we're trying our best to straighten it out. We're trying to live with the guns, but we're finding out that we can't get it out of our throat. We're coughing and it's killing us. It's killing people. It's killing children. It's killing adults. It's killing businesses. It's killing churches. People are shooting up everything because, amen. But they can't get it out. But they can't get it down. And they're in America, part of it is dying as a result of being choked. You can't get it in. You can't get it out. Is stuck, is lodged in our system, in our nature. I'm not giving it up. I know it's hurting me, but I'm not giving it up. I know it's hurting me, but I'm not giving up. And yes, We have become choked. The other part of the sermon I can't find. It's in his phone somewhere. Amen. I wrote it in the airport last night about 12:30. And this morning. Hey. You know what else we choked on? We're choked. We're choked by gods, little g gods. America had one God. In an effort to be free, you see, that's what got them choked. Freedom gets us choked. I want to be able to do whatever I want to do. And I want to be free. And don't incarcerate me in the abyss. Don't torment me, Jesus. Just set me free. I want to be free. Amen. We got people who want to be free. Children who want to be free. Free from rules. I'm leaving. I'm moving out. I don't like. I want my freedom. I need. You're blocking my. Mom is always. And my dad is always putting rules on me and quenching my party. I can't go out tonight. I can't dance. I can't drink all I want to and smoke what I want. I want to be free. And that's what's gotten us choked. I want to be free. But believe me, these people with snow on the mountain got some things to share with us that's worth listening to. You don't need to be free yet. You need a covering. Oh, Lord. Y'all don't like that part. I didn't get many claps. Thank you, Gloria. The truth of the matter is that it's going to take you a while to appreciate your mama. Amen. It may be two babies later, or three prison sentences later, but pretty soon you're going to find out that mama knew what she was talking about. Don't get out there and get choked. Amen. Trying to keep some of this stuff that's, I know it was good. It was the party was good. Let me get on. The truth of the matter is, we can get choked. Amen. By these other gods. I believe in love. We're supposed to love the whole world. Matter of fact, if you don't love, you're not a Christian. Amen. But true love has discipline with it. Have I got a witness? If I love you, I'll correct you. Now, if I don't care nothing about you, you can do what you want to do. One of the worst things you can do to a child is not to whip them, but to leave them alone. And there are some people that don't like other folk. They don't like other children. And maybe it's not your child. And so how are you going to hurt them? How are you going to curse them? Just leave them alone. Don't tell them nothing. Don't tell them that'll hurt them. Do you know that anybody that will keep you from getting choked love you? They've been there, done that. One of the wisest, smartest things we could do is to go home, call our parents, and say, Mama, Daddy, do you see me doing anything that you wouldn't do? And accept what your mother and father have to say, ultimately what God has to say. These are Christian parents. But the truth of the matter is we've allowed other gods in. That means we got other books. Now, I think anybody ought to be able to come to America. I think anybody ought to be able to come to my house. But you're not coming in there talking about, I mean, I love you and everything. But I will throw your butt out. I mean, I you know what? That wasn't from the Holy Spirit. That was from me. Let me back up. I started to say kick your butt out, but I didn't say that. I didn't. Let me back up again. I ain't having it. Just not having it. Ain't but one God in my house. Gonna ever be but one God. Now I don't. You can take the house, but I ain't gonna be one God in with the house. Amen. One God. And if you want to come to America, you're more than welcome. This is God's world anyway. But we worship, I thought, when I did the Pledge of Allegiance under One Nation. Amen. But America, God shed his grace on thee. But that doesn't mean we should abuse the grace. But the truth of the matter is, if you start fooling with these other gods, you're going to end up choked. Because they're going to have you believe in stuff that's not true, that contradict what's in this book. And when it contradicts what's in this book, and you want to believe it and accept them and say all roads lead to heaven, your God is not my God, but that's your God, and all gods are the same God. That's not true. It's only one God. Jesus says, I am the one and only. No man come to the Father but... And my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You can't have too many gods. You don't want to marry nobody with another God. That's what God told Solomon, the wisest man in the world. He said, you know what? You're going to get over here and you're going to start looking at these women, and they're going to be serving other gods. He ended up with 700 wives and 300 women on the side. And before you know it, the wisest man in the world had drifted out in the sea. Why? Because those women turned his heart to their gods. And next thing you know, you somewhere talking about some stuff the Bible doesn't even talk about. Have we got a witness? Talking about. It doesn't matter what God we worship. We all worship the same God. Oh, yes, it does. The God I'm talking about, there's only one God. And the God I'm talking about don't lead you down. He leads you up. Now, is America going down or are they going up? We, in the name of freedom, we want to accept everything. We want to accept everybody. We don't want no rules. When you don't want no rules, you don't want no love. You don't want no guidance. Have you got it? But you ought to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Amen. I'm going to finish this next time. Let us pray. Stand to your feet. You got to trust in the Lord. I trust.